Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today we got to just get straight to it. We got a super, super dope episode on the way. But before we start, I would like to advise all our listeners, watchers, please subscribe, rate, leave a review, like, share, do all those things. We're trying to get those subscribers up, get those ratings up, all those things. We greatly appreciate it. But getting right into the show, so today I got to... Super, super dope guest, man. He's a young, what, you 24 years old, right?
Nah, 25.
25, now you 25-year-old investor, stock trader, military vet, and he's killing it, man. He's doing crazy things. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys know who he is. If y'all don't, y'all about to get familiar. His name is Aristotle. So what's good, bro? Welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you here.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? Aristotle.
Yeah.
From Atlanta. Know what's going on.
What's going on? You have just to get straight to it, man. I know you a 25-year-old seven-figure stock investor and trader. Mm-hmm. So that's before. But before we get touched on all that, just do you mind touching on like your background, upbringing a little bit, so people can understand where you come from, who you are.
I'm from the south side of Atlanta. I lived on most of the south side. I did 6 years in the Army from 2014 through 2020, September 2014 through March 20 of 2020. Right. I started trading while I was in the military around 2016, the end of 2016, I started trading. And then 2017 is when I started to really, like, take it real serious.
Okay.
And then 2018 is when I started the... Instagram account Aristotle Investments.
So you just got on IG? You just got on
IG? Nah, I had an IG called Aristotle.the.great.
Okay.
That was my first IG account. So I made Aristotle Investments because
for business.
Like it felt like the people, I guess my audience, which was people who knew me, who grew up with me, I knew I wasn't going to scale anything or even like I just really wanted to create an account based on anybody who was interested in investing. And I was going to provide whatever I could for that.
Right.
And that's what I was doing. Like, I was just showing them my progress. So I started an account just documenting my journey. And that's pretty much how I got popular. But I was also educating for free on my journey in my creative ways. So it started with me posting pictures I made off Canva.
Okay.
So I would just go in like, and this is the honest truth. And we, you know, we're going to keep it 1,000.
We're going to keep it. Yep.
So this was 2018. I was doing it when I first started doing this. And then 2019, I was still in the Army, by the way, in 2018 to 2019 when I started this company, this business while I'm trading. So the idea came because I was trying to like figure out how can I make money from my cell phone, because I'm always at work, but I have access to my cell phone exactly. while I'm at work. Because of the Army, like, they just want us at work, even if we're not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's okay, I'm away from home for 12 hours. They have me here just not doing nothing. If I could figure out how to make money from my phone, I'll be rich.
Damn.
So that's what I figured out. So I'm like, YouTube never came to mind. None of that, because I really wasn't into influencing at the time. I wasn't like a face camera guy at the time, right? So I was like, okay, but I never thought it would be a business. I was just doing it like just to do it. The thought of it being a business came when my wife got pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like, like that's when that was the end of 2018. Actually, like the last day of 2018 is when I found out she was pregnant. And that's when I started all businesses that day.
You said I gotta turn it up.
Yeah, like my son, the thought of me being a father, like I thought about my upbringing, you know what I'm saying? So it was like,
Yeah,
so no, like I was like, you know, I didn't want to bring up a child how I was brought up, you know what I'm saying? Like a split parent home, no real financial support or inheritance, nothing. Just left out there thugging. And you know what I'm saying? Even though I was thrown to the wolves and I came out leading the pack, it was still like, I just really wanted to, that made me snap as a hustler, because I was already one before. And I knew I had the capabilities of being a millionaire. For some reason, I always knew I was going to be a millionaire, because the number was too low, in my opinion. Like, the number was like, okay, all I got to do is make a few power moves to get to an M. That's nothing. Like, just so you just got to try. You get what I'm saying? But like, with that 10 million, that's when the strategies and who's the genius, that's when that comes out. That's the best marketer? That M, it's all about just trying. If you can make 100K,
you can make a million.
You're 10% there.
Yep.
So a lot of people don't realize that. So I always knew all I had to do was figure out how can I make close to six figures and I'm be a millionaire. And then I quickly figured that out just being in the Army, just being a barber, and being in the military at the same time. I was bringing in dang near 80K a year. Like that 2018, I brought in over 100K from investing, being a barber, and being in the military. The military was paying me $4,000 a month, really $3,800. And I was making a little over $3,000 cutting hair.
You probably was an E4 at the time, huh?
Yeah, I was an E4, right?
Yep.
So... And that's why I wanted to be, that's why I didn't rank up the specialist, because I knew that I can pretty much sham. And you know, sham is getting out of work.
Yeah.
And if I'm a sergeant and I got soldiers, so they was trying to get me to be a sergeant. I like, nah, because I figured out the game.
Right.
And they hated that. They was like, how dare you? Like, and then they was like, you don't want to re-enlist? I'm like, nah, I figured out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized all I need is $7,000 a month. Live off $4,000, invest to $3,000, and I'm straight. So that's how I learned investing. I just kept playing with $3,000. So sometimes I would lose all the $3,000, but I knew. So barbering. So I would hustle to put it in the stock market, and then I would just take care of everything else. But I was still saving that too. I was living, even though I was living off $4,000. I really wasn't. I was only living off maybe $3,000 of that. So I was also using, the Army gave me enough money to save and also put that in the stock market alone with my barbering. So I was living off about $3,000 a month. My bills didn't go over $3,000. Like my bills and fund, we had all fund with about $3,000. But I put the rest of that all into the stock market. And that's how I was able to build up my account. Because every month I know I got a $3,000 in, free $3,000. So... I figured out the formula to getting rich. Basically, is to first get one stream of two streams of income.
Yep.
But both of them gotta be kind of big though. Like, you get what I'm saying? And then you gotta live off one, invest the other, and then that's gonna be your starting capital.
Yep. That's facts.
But with that second investment, that second one got to work though. The investment got to work.
That's the key part. That's the key part.
You know what I'm saying? That's the key part, bro. So you got to keep pouring into something.
Because
so I kept pouring into the stock market. I kept pouring into, and then I wrote a book. So that book really helped me get a lot of money. So I sold that book for $20. It exploded on Twitter. It exploded on Instagram. Then I ran ads for it.
What kind of book was it?
It was an investing book.
Okay.
And that's how I got my first, like, so I made like $600K in 2019 off that.
Okay.
And that's how I was able to get a down payment for my house too. My book exploded. Mm. So the book exploded before my chat exploded. And then I created a group chat. It was $100 a month. And then that took traction. So my book went crazy first because I was advertising it. It was like at one point in time, it was like I was the only one who ever wrote a book on trading ever.
Yeah.
So I was the first person to do it in the stock market community, like a trading book, like just nobody who's like on Yahoo Finance, nothing. I just did it, made a PDF and sold it. So the first one I made was strictly for Army soldiers. Mm. So I sold that one for $5. Really? I sold that one for only $5, but I made $600.
How many at this time, how many followers you got online?
The time I sold it for $5?
Yeah, when you started selling the book.
Maybe at that time I had about 3,000 followers. But I was popular because I was a barber. So... And then, like, I was popular because I was, like, a barber. I was a hustler. Everybody knew me for that. So, like, I had a large Facebook following because my mom moved around places. So, I went to so many high schools and middle schools I had a big Instagram following, Facebook following off just moving. I never lived in the same city or house for more than 3 years in my entire life. So, I've lived, like... From elementary to high school, I probably went to like 12 or 13 different schools. So you got to imagine how many pockets of people I know. And then I'm also a people's person. So I'm getting popular. So I get like every high school I was going to, I'm getting 1,000 followers from each high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my initial base of audience is high school and Army people.
Army people.
Because then I joined the Army. So AIT, those people are now my friends on Facebook and stuff. The high schools I went to, middle schools I went to, because, you know, we had MySpace in middle school. So So you got to think about, I went to like 3 different middle schools. So I got those following. Then I went to like 3 different high schools. I got those following. Then I got the Army following. Then I got the barber following. And then I got, I started advertising on Facebook, like that I was a barber and I was a sneakerhead. I was reselling sneakers. So that's how I got my initial 3,000 audience. And then I would just sell to them because I always did good business with people.
Okay. That's crazy.
You got to think, if I cut your hair before and I cut your hair good, you know I do good business. And you talk to your barber. You get to know your barber.
Like
so everyone likes me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how many men came to me?
Talking about their personal
issues. Come on now.
Yeah.
I done dealt with about 10 divorces.
I already know.
I done therapy men through some stuff, for real, especially in the military.
Oh man,
you know I'm getting guys coming back from deployment. I'm getting guys who they wives done cheated on them. I'm getting all that. Like, you got to think for them to see me famous, and they know that we want shared moments and all that. You get what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people who can honestly say they spent some time with me because I was a barber. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like. It was easy for me to sell products just so I figured this, but this is what made me realize I could start an Instagram and be influential. Cause I'm like, I just made $600 off my word of mouth. Just saying, hey, I invest. I was posting on my personal page. The people who knew me was buying my stuff. And you got to think your friends and family don't support you, but I was so light that I could get the people who knew me to follow my lead. So I was like, that's powerful.
That's extremely powerful.
You can't
powerful.
Do that in real life.
You can't pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. So I figured there's something about me that people like.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if my people like me, the strangers will love me.
The strangers are going to fucking love you.
Man, and boy, did they. I'm talking about like, but I can honestly tell you like some stuff like on how I initially built a large following. Because I feel like I never did that on any podcast. Because I fuck with you, I'm going to do it for
talk,
you.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it. We need that.
I want to bring something different to every interview I do. Mm-hmm. So for you, this is how I first built my large following. It was like, it was this program you could use that triggered people into like, so let's just say it was a large investing account. Anybody who commented on it, I would follow them. You get what I'm saying? Okay. So I was doing that manually, and I had this thing helping me out doing it. So I would follow all large accounts. You can't do this no more, by the way.
Okay.
So at this time, Instagram had like this, you can follow about 3,000 people a day if you wanted to.
You're right. You can't do that no more.
So I'm following 3,000 people in a day and unfollowing 3,000 people in a day.
I see where we going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
okay.
These people are interested in investing.
So you got them locked in. You got them
exactly.
Interested.
Exactly. So I'm bringing so they're going to check me out. Who just followed me? Let me go check out his page. And then they end up keeping. Then they end up following back.
And never unfollowing.
But I'm doing this every day. So then that's how I built up my first 3,000 to 5,000 followers. Just off that. Now you can't do that straight.
You can't
no
do
more.
That no more. Nope.
So like I had something that exists that you can't do no more. Mm. But how I started, once they banned that system, I was at like 5,000 to 6,000 followers, right? The rest was just ads because I done already made money off the books. I start putting money into ads. So I already knew the ad game. Mm.
You did them yourself? You did the ads yourself?
Yeah.
Oh shit. How you learn that? On your own. YouTube, huh?
Yeah, like, bro, everything is just Google and YouTube. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's like people, I ain't gonna lie, investing is one thing you might need a coach for. Like, you can't really go on YouTube or nothing because it's experience based.
Yep.
Anything, like, even real estate, you can't just go on YouTube and learn real estate.
Yep.
You gotta know somebody who know real estate to coach you through this.
Because based on the market, it's gonna be a whole different experience. Timing, market, all that area. Like,
you can't just learn. Yeah. It's certain stuff you can't learn just off the internet.
That's right.
You got to get you got to get in the game, get some skin in the game, and know somebody who's been in the game, who's seen situations and data and all that, and who's been through some stuff. So, yeah, like, I just figured out. So, I guess you can say, like, a combination of things from my first million was investing, because I was long-term investing. I still got stocks I owned from 2018. And then from the 2020 drop, I bought a lot of stocks.
Bro,
so it was like I made a lot of money off the dips.
I already know.
Even this last dip, I made a lot of money off that, you know, recently. Mm-hmm. So basically, like after missing, because I missed the trade with the 2018 trade war dip. And I missed the 2017. It was an early dip in 2017. But the trade war dip was the last dip where I was like, I can't miss another dip like this. And then it just goes up after the trade war. That's right. When Trump was, you know what I'm saying, like fighting with China and doing all that stuff, cyber attacks, all that. So then we had a bull market after 2018.
That shit was crazy.
So like, I'm talking about for like dang near 2 years.
Yeah, it was impossible not to make money. Right?
And then 2020, that's when you wanna know the crazy thing about the pandemic? I got out the Army March 20th, 2020. March 20th is like a special date for me. Because for one, it's my little sister's birthday. It's the day I first got a cell phone ever, March 20th. It was on her birthday. And something good happens to me every year on March 20th. It's weird, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not my birthday. It's my little sister's birthday, right? So... like, that's when I got out the Army, that day. March 20th, 2020, right? And the market was bottoming at that time. So that day, I mean, I always picture before that day how I'm going to react when this shit is finally over. I've been in 6 years.
I know the feeling, dog.
Do you know I'm just, so you was in too. So I'm just now getting into the motions of normal stuff. The only thing I haven't, like, I still got habits from the military, like.
I do too. Showing up to the military, turning to the airport 2 hours early.
Yeah, like being early.
Yeah, that shit like that.
Like the 24-hour clock.
Yep.
Eating fast.
Yep.
alert when people walk by.
Oh, what? OPSEC still crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All that too. people not gonna steal my data too easy. Man. Like, I already know people trying to scam. Like, we don't go through military. People don't get scammed.
Nah.
Like,
you train not to.
Yeah, we train because we gotta know not to get scammed by a different type of. So we already know what's BS and what's not and what's cap. You know what I'm saying? So it's like stuff like that that I picked back from the military. But back to like growing my social media ads, man. So this is how ads work. You're going to take, this is honestly how I run my ads. And it's so simple. I literally see what was my most viral post. What was my most shared, commented, all of that. And you can easily see that through the analytics.
Yep.
And you run an ad on that. See, what people do is they want to create their own ad.
Their own ad.
But you don't realize when people scroll through their feed, they're naturally aggravated by ads. So you got to make it blend in with the natural flow of their feed. So I don't even send them to the website. I send them straight to my profile. I want you to follow me first. See, I run this type of system. This is how you really make money on the internet. You want them to follow you. You don't want to direct them straight to your website. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. You want them to say, hey, come check out my content. And then that person one day is going to turn into a customer. So your followers are your investments. So that's why you want a lot of them, because the numbers are there. If you got 100K people in the room, the amount of yeses is higher than when you got 1,000 people in the room. So people think followers shouldn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Well, when it's time for you to sell a product,
it matter.
You might want to have 100K people in the room instead of 1,000 people saying, hey, buy this. You get what I'm saying?
No.
So it's like, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, I focus on getting the followers. And they're going to trust and love me one day. They're going to keep showing up. And then I show up every day, though. See, it's a system. See, some people do one and not the other. Okay, if you're going to run them ads, now you got to post every day and get engaged with them and get them to know you. And then you know what I realized, too? I get a lot of fake accounts. I like them because they're free advertisers. Because the person goes to my page and say, hey, there's a fake account of you. He's helping me bring them back to my page. And they're going to think about me and potentially buy. So I love that. I get 3 fake accounts a day, like, and they post all my content. And I love it because I'm like, thank you. Because you're going to keep bringing customers. You're like free marketing.
Free marketing.
Because they know it's a scam.
Yeah, and they're going to find you and DM you and let you know.
And if they get scammed, they're going to always follow me. Because they're going to remember I got scammed by thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it doesn't hurt. I mean, in a messed up way to say, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't hurt if they get scammed or not. But hopefully they don't get scammed.
Hopefully they don't.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's 2022. You should know who you're talking to.
I'll say that too, but it's, unfortunately, a lot of people will be still. I'll be like, come on, man. You know I don't talk like that. You know motherfucker ain't talking like that. Hey, how are you doing today? It's very computer-like. Come on, man. I just ain't DMing nobody.
I get it. At first, I didn't get it. Now, I get it. You can be thinking about a person. Just imagine someone is a big, big fan of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know... My fault.
You good. Yeah. You good.
Nah, but yeah, you could be thinking about a person, right? And next thing you know, they a big fan of you. And they're like, dang, I'm talking to the person I just manifested, the person I've been thinking about this whole entire time.
Yep.
It shocks them. And all they want to do is just talk to you from that point, even if they feel like it's the slightest chance you created another account. And I started to read the text message and I realized, oh, I see why you're talking to them. You really thought
it was you.
For a moment it was me.
And that tell you, it's similar to like when dudes be getting catfished by chicks. Like, man, you know that ain't shorty. Shorty, coldest chick you ever seen. You know that ain't her, but you, the thought of it being her, it got you engaged in the conversation. So that's the same. It's kind of the same, very, real similar to that. But I want to ask you this, though. I got 2 things, because how old was you when you made your first million?
I was 23.
You was 23. Still in the military at the time?
Yeah.
You were still in the military, so... Me, knowing having some military background, understanding how the military work when you start making money, you gotta make money low-key. You can't really be out there like that. So how was you still maneuvering around, like, having $1 million, 23 years old in the military.
Watch my Instagram. I show my ass. So I showed my ass.
Did anybody know?
Oh yeah,
they knew.
They knew.
And what was the reaction? I knew it probably wasn't no good one. I know how the military is.
It was not good.
I know how it is.
But see, the thing is, bro, like keeping 1,000 with you, bro, to avoid, because you know, like I don't really want like the government after me and shit like that. So I don't really be talking about the military in a negative light on
me
camera.
Neither.
You feel me? Like I always speak positively about it. You feel me? So it's like just keeping the 1,000 with you.
No.
You feel me? Like no. That's the only. Hey, look, I can defend myself against the brothers. I can't fight the white man in the government now. Goddamn, you don't want to fuck with them.
Hey,
goddamn.
Hey, no, I feel it. I get exactly what you're saying. But when did as far as trading, like when did you start trading, and then what made you start trading?
Shit.
Because this before, like, you know, trading is super popular now, but I'm pretty sure this probably, like...
Yeah, I was doing
like,
that shit before it was popular.
Yeah, so what made you even, like...
Bro, just the hunger to be financially free. I was trying to figure out, and I just didn't want to be average. Like, my hunger to not be average led me to trading. I was a barber. On the weekends, see, on the weekends, people my age went out. I saw Saturday and Sunday as the military already took 5 of my days. I got to go get me some more money. So I worked 7 days a week. I didn't care. My only free time was when I drove to Atlanta to go see the girl I was with.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be some weekends, and it would only be on like 4 days, but it would be like some weekends where I would go spend some time with her. That's the only time I had free time. Other than that, I was working. You get what I'm saying? Like I was focused. And just, you know, doing me, like, I always been hungry to, I don't know, I took it serious. You know how, like, when we were young and we dreamed, I felt like people didn't take themselves serious. I took myself serious. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like that's why I'm here. Like, everyone else is like, I'm gonna do that shit one day. I'm gonna do that when I'm 30. I'm gonna do that when I'm scrambling, like, I ain't even gonna lie. I was trying to get rich before everybody. That's why I'm rich now. I won't say I was competing because it's not a competition, but what money man say, like where I'm from, it's a competition. Who gonna get rich the quickest?
Yep.
That's the truth, bro. Like, I wanted to be the man.
The man.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what led me here. I just wanted to, I felt like my name meant something. My body, who I am meant something. You get what I'm saying? Like, I felt like this is where I was supposed to be. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I always knew I was going to be here. I just had 3 different routes to get here. You get what I'm saying? Like, I never thought I was going to be average or not a millionaire or not making 6 figures. You feel me?
That's
7 when I go. But yeah, man, like, I ain't never thought of myself as average. And I think people can sometimes get sucked into it just because they're there right there. I didn't think I was average when I was in the military making
nothing. $30,000 a year.
$30,000 a year, $20,000 a year. I always thought highly of myself. And it's like, if you don't put that crown on your head early.
Ain't nobody else.
Because I thought who I am now is who I thought I was in 2018. You get what I'm saying? And you're going to get those comments. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yep.
Who do you think you are? You're going to get those. But calm down, boy. You ain't. You're going to get all that. I got all that. Boy, you ain't getting no money. Boy, you ain't. Calm down with that. And then it turned to, I kid you not, it went from calm down, boy, you ain't getting no money, yada, 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 to slow down, please. Like, why do you want so much? You're greedy. It went from like, that's what happens. It goes from calm down to you doing too much. Save some for the rest of us. You just want to be the only man on the block. All that. And that's when I realized humans are nothing but competing, jealous creatures. And we're all trying to climb to the top. And I realized that through my journey because I'm self-made. So I don't owe no man anything. So anybody, whoever says anything to me out of entitlement, I realize that this is not me. This is a them problem, because I was a millionaire before I left the Army. Before I even moved to Atlanta, I was still in Savannah. I came home a millionaire. I came back home a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Bought me that big ass house. As soon as I came, remember, I said I got in the military in March 2020. March 20 of 2020, right? I bought that big ass house that I got June. So it took me some months to get it because I had to get my loan.
I thought
it was going to be easier. And guess what I was doing? This is another story. I was staying at the 12 downtown, Midtown Atlanta, spending $150 a night.
Waiting to close
on that house. So I blew through, you get what I'm saying, thousands. And then I got a newborn. My son was his last 6 months was spent in a hotel almost. Well, I would say he spent 4 months in a hotel. We stayed there. So it was like he almost grew up on us in the hotel in a weird way, because he took his first steps in the hotel. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, we in the hotel. I'm waiting to buy my house. But the fact that I could pay, and I done move all my stuff from Atlanta. It's in the storage unit. You know what I'm saying? All that, like, I had to spend money on that. But believe it or not, my income flipped about three times the moment I left the military.
Mm. And that was where the strategy.
Well, actually, it did it while I was in, but I had free time because I was in transitioning out. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go handle business, but that gave me time to work on my business, wake up and trade, because I didn't have to go to PT, nothing. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I realized was time is how you make money. And I already experienced that because I was making all my money on Friday and Saturday. So I realized, but I already knew that. I said, all I need is time to think, to plan, to execute, and I'll be rich. Anybody who has more than 8 hours of free time and says they have no time is wasting time, in my opinion. But people want to watch Netflix. They want to play video. I got a lot of slack for that. I told these guys, I don't watch movies or play video games. I'm just now starting to watch movies again a little bit because that's bonding time with my wife and stuff. Honestly, you get what I'm saying? But if I had the choice, she knows I wouldn't.
So what do you do for, as people would say, fun?
Travel, hang out with the boys. What they would do before TV is what I do for fun. Like, I'm very old school now. Like, I'd rather pull up on you in person, vibe with you in person. You know what I'm saying? I kick it for fun, smoke a blunt, be in my own thoughts, YouTube, podcasts, interviews, audio books, reading books is what I do for fun. And spending time with my wife and having conversations with her. We very old school. Like, we want to sit there and talk to each other for an hour or two. I play with my son, spend time with my son, travel and eating out. Just regular day activities is what I consider fun. But like, what I realize is I don't want to be trapped in a simulator, and I also don't want to be a part of someone else's game. Meaning, like, he created this video game for me to waste my time and play it and be a statistic, because that's all he sees is a number. When that shit go across the board, he don't see Aristotle. He sees a customer fucking 9 billion bought this PlayStation. I can care less, yada yada yada. So I said, why don't I become him? And you be my statistic too. You get what I'm saying? Instead of me being a statistic, that's how I think. That's how people need to think, because that's how they think.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I become you, the person who creates something and sells it, and then I watch the statistics behind the scene instead of being a part of yours? I got tired of playing in people's simulator, which is their movies, their video games, so they can draw my attention and I can be a part of their little system. You get what I'm saying? And I just felt like that's what it was turning into, and people didn't realize it. But that I cracked the matrix in my head. But once I tell this to people, they say I sound crazy. I need to relax. I need to enjoy myself. I need to stop swaying my weird views on it. I don't know. But they're asking me, what does it take to become a millionaire? What does it take to become a multi? And I said, time. You need to stop all that and start all this. You get what I'm saying? Like, and they get mad at me when I say it, And I'd be like, hey, you ask me what it takes to get rich. If you following me and saying you want to get rich, I'm telling you, you're going to have to sacrifice. I sacrificed no TV, no video games for years. Because for one, I realized the same Madden is going to be here
next year.
Bro, I stopped playing Madden. I used to be a heavy Madden gamer. I can go buy Madden this year. And it's the same.
Same. I was like that with 2K.
2K too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying those, and I stopped buying that around 2018 is the last 2K I bought.
Me too. No, mine was 2016. Like, I ain't gonna lie, people don't be keeping real with themselves when they talk about video gaming ain't addictive. I'm like, man, that shit addicting, man. You would be sitting there for 9 fucking hours playing the game all day.
Let me tell you why it's addicting. Because you can build a chemical addiction to anything. I remember when I used to leave school, my body would release a chemical saying, I miss this. Cannot wait to get back to this.
Facts.
And remember when PlayStation system were down, we'll be destroyed, depressed. Because the system is down. They don't realize that's drug related type chemicals you're producing. So I said, I'd rather produce those chemicals to get money.
To get money.
You get what I'm saying? I'd rather produce those drug weird chemicals that makes me miss it to getting money and creating content. And that's what I did. This is now drug like to me. I'm addicted to waking up, getting money, making content. Doing all this, it's like a drug, but it takes time to get your mind and body and spirit and soul, everything, to be adapted to something like this, because you got to reverse engineer everything, and everybody around you thinks the complete opposite. So you have nobody to talk to.
Nope.
So you get lonely and lost in your own thoughts, and you start thinking you crazy and you want to stop. But see, what I realize is no. I know I'm not crazy because it's people like me. I didn't know it was people like me until I started traveling.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And I start buying 5-star hotels. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
meeting different people.
Oh, these are the people who think like me. I thought I was crazy. I thought I was insane. I thought I was a money hungry devil, whatever it is. And it's people like me around this world. And it's millions of them.
Millions of them. I thought
it wasn't no rich. I'm like, where's the rich black people? Where's the rich? Where are they? You got to travel. If you at the 5-star hotel, they're going to
be there.
If you valet to this fancy restaurant, they're going to be there. You just got to spend some money. You're going to figure it out soon. Go to the designer store. They're going to be there. You go to the Super Bowl, buy you some nice seats. They're going to be there. You go. That's where I'm meeting these people.
That's how you network.
And now I'm understanding I'm not the only one. So I can keep hustling. Because some people quit their hustle because they feel like they're the only one. They lost and lonely in their own thoughts because success gets lonely. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody around you don't want to try, and they're going to shame you for trying. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they got dreams and stuff like that. And some of them don't even know what the hell they talking about, keeping 1,000 with you. So it's like, once you know what you're talking about, you got a plan. Nobody likes that.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a fact. Nobody, especially when you live in it. But that's something I like that you said. When you was talking about earlier, you said a million. Not a lot. And that's something I say a lot to people, because people realize they think a million is this big number. We're in the 21st century. You could take a couple plays to get $1 million. Like you said, 10 to 10, 20, 30 million, you got to be more strategic. You know, so you got to have your system set up, the right team. But 1 million, and when you get that one, it's on.
But like that one is hard to get. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy.
Right.
But at the same time, the numbers aren't hard to do. But it starts with an audience. See, people always shame. We use this word clout chasing as a bad connotation. And this whole time, black people are confused. Clout chasing is how you make money. It's like everything we shame is what we should be doing sometimes.
That's like big within our culture.
You talk white. Yep. You should talk a little bit like what you shaming somebody for. You get what I'm saying? So you won't look like an idiot on camera.
Exactly.
Or you get what I'm saying? What else I just said before that?
I forgot what we said.
Yeah, I said before that. We should be doing that. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
No, facts.
I forgot what I said. But
I forgot, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like
I forgot too, shit.
Everything, we should be doing the things that we shame each other for doing.
You said clout chasing.
Clout chasing, yeah. So here's my take on it. Xbox is popular. Bill Gates is popular. Tesla is popular. See, we look at hip hop and think we associate fame with music. Fame is products too. Tesla is a famous product.
That's a
Microsoft
bar.
Is a famous product.
That's a bar.
But we say that, but we don't call them clout chasing when they put out a commercial, when they pay a celebrity to do something, but when you do it, somebody gonna say it's clout chasing. So that's what made me not feel ashamed for getting money, because no one shames them for doing it. Apple clout chases all the time.
Every day.
If they put out a commercial, that's clout chasing.
If
they pay any influencer, clout chasing. When Lil Wayne poured that champagne on them phones, Samsung, clout chasing. So you got a clout chase too. But people don't want to step in that arena. They act like everybody saying, oh, Kanye a billionaire, I could be one too. Kanye clout chased the billions.
24/7.
He clout chasing the billions. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going on. So once you realize that clout is the money, and how you going to get money, you need followers to make money. Because Grant Cardone is a popular man now. So if he's selling tickets because he's popular.
Yep.
Whoever you think is they're popular. Everything you need popularity to make money. Apple is making billions because of popularity and a good product.
And a good, yeah.
But popularity.
Because let's keep it real. It's the same fucking product year after year after year after year.
So people kill me with this whole, you don't need social media to grow a business. You don't need this and that. You need whatever is where people's attention is to grow a business. So back in the day, it used to be billboard. Everybody was outside.
Yep. Radio.
Now it's ads and you got to go where to. And then back in the day, it was TV commercials. You had a TV commercial locally. You was the man.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying?
That's facts.
And then now TV commercials, would you pay for that unless it's the Super Bowl? I would.
Absolutely not.
I don't know too many people who watch TV more than they watch YouTube now and all that, and TikTok.
TikTok, YouTube, podcasts.
So people don't realize you got to sell where the attention is being held. Mm. You get what I'm saying? That's a bar right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to sell where the attention being held. So if everybody's attention is on Instagram, that's where you need to be. Where is your audience? You got to think about. So, and then I tell people, some people selling to the wrong audience. Some people literally shouldn't be on Instagram with their product in a weird way. Instagram doesn't work for everybody. Like, if you are a detailer, a car detailer, you should be on Facebook, not Instagram.
Why is that?
Because you need to go to the local marketplace, the local yard sale, the local whatever those Facebook groups are, advertise there. Those are the pockets of people, because you're trying to get your community to buy. If you got a lawn care business, anything, you shouldn't be on Instagram. That's not how you're going to get your people. You should be on Facebook.
Facebook is like local. Instagram is like a
That's
global
what I'm
thing.
Saying. And then if you a girl trying to sell splits and stuff, you know to go to OnlyFans.
Exactly.
You got to go where the marketplace is there to sell it. And some people don't do that. They be in the wrong marketplace. Restaurants now, I would say the best thing to advertise a restaurant on is honestly not even Facebook, probably Instagram. Because, I mean, honestly, I can get like I said, my boy Grips, my boy Jeff, mm-hmm. He advertised his restaurant on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So the theory is, right, if you see me every day, you're thinking about me. So you're going to pull up. So restaurants are missing out on a key piece of advertisement if they're not on Instagram, making reels, showing their product, making people think about you, because that's where my attention is. So how can I think about pulling back up to your restaurant if I don't see no man chopping up the food, preparing the food, or I don't see nobody saying, I'm good? You get what I'm saying?
No, straight up. Straight up.
That's where the attention is. I'm not watching TV no more, so you can't get me with the commercial.
Hell no.
Remember how I used to make Arby's make the commercial and all that? McDonald's can't even get me to pull up without an ad on Instagram, because I don't even eat that.
Exactly.
So you get what I'm saying? The only way I think about McDonald's is when Saweetie was you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
I'm not thinking about them.
That's on the gram, so you can see it.
I would say that's where my attention is on Instagram, because
that's most people.
And TikTok and
Facebook,
YouTube,
Instagram, Twitter.
I can't even be on Facebook because that's not my audience.
That's not your audience.
It's not my audience. There's no point in me even wasting time on that audience, because Facebook is a very...
It's an older crowd.
For one, it's an older crowd, a very sarcastic crowd. It's a weird place to build a business. You get what I'm saying? Like, Instagram is you got more control over your business. Facebook, the people have control. So let's just say you got a good product, but all you get is laughing emojis. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people control you, and you can't do nothing about it on Facebook. That's not a place I would ever do a business on. Like, that doesn't even make sense as a new business owner. Now, as an established business and this and that,
right,
then maybe. You get what I'm saying? But Facebook is just nothing but for people to troll your business, honestly. And it's easy.
You ain't lying, bro. But at the same time, I will say this. Like, all this stuff that we just had a conversation about, this shit ain't taught in school. The school ain't called up to... We know how important social media is, but the school still ain't called up to teaching how to monetize your brand, build a brand.
Why would they teach us to... This when people tell me about the schools, I be like, man, listen. They're not going to... You got to think. There's a firefighter. There's a policeman. There's a doctor. There's a construction worker. There's this and that. That's what they want us to be.
Because
they need that. Somebody has to fix the road. Somebody has to flip burgers at McDonald's. Somebody has to open the cash register in Walmart. So if they teach us how to start businesses, how to invest into stocks, how to do this and that, then who's going to flip burgers and do these things? It has to be a balance. So that's why they leave it up to you to figure it out. Yeah, but the thing is, one thing we can't say is the government is keeping it away from us.
That's a fact.
Because some people do have courses. People do have books, so I feel like we rely on the school system, but it's out there. Don't want to pay for it. You get what I'm saying?
It's free a lot of times. Go on YouTube.
And yeah, you go on YouTube. So it's like, if somebody was to use the excuse of the government is holding us back, and I'm like, then why isn't he banning it on YouTube like North Korea do? See, that's holding you back.
That's holding you back.
That's a fact. North Korea is holding you back.
That's a fact.
Bro. I went over there to Puerto Rico. I went over there to St. Lucia. I told them I'm a stock market trader. You know what they told me?
What?
I can't get that app to trade with you in my country. It's banned.
See?
I can't do these certain things because it's banned here. The IP will get banned. This and that will get banned. People not even realizing America is so free. You get to capitalize on anything. You just got to wake up and try something. There's people over there hungry trying to try. And they legit can't.
They can't.
You're not allowed to. You get what I'm saying? So I be laughing at people. I'd be like, you need to go across overseas if you complain about this.
If
you
complain this much, go overseas.
You
can
literally wake up and try to do anything. But over there, these people cannot wake up and try a goddamn thing.
What's funny is I'm kind of laughing because I feel like a lot of military vets that I know, they have that common thinking way because we've traveled and we've seen like, oh, shit. We do got way more opportunity here. When you ain't travel like that, you don't really know. And then you go overseas, like you say, you see other countries, certain places they can't do certain shit we do here. You like,
we're
up to turn up. We're super spoiled.
Like with everything, like we think we're entitled because of the language we use in those documents. We're very misconstrued about what this thing is about because we focus on the words like freedom. The words like we're all equal and
right.
Second Amendment, freedom of speech, like right. The words that they just said that shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I had to realize that too.
Right.
You can't take people's words literal in this word. I mean, in this world. None of that shit meant literal on there. It did, but it didn't.
I mean, if you create it on your own.
The man with the gold makes the rules and the one who makes the rules breaks the rules. If I made the rules, I can break them.
You can break them.
He made the rules so he can break them. Mm-hmm. So why are we complaining about why the rules getting broken? He made them. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, in the government, meaning like just him, just right. The system, right?
The system, yeah.
So it's like, I don't see what people complain about in America. They need to go and travel to these islands, to these poor countries, and go see somebody who hungry. Like, that's just, sometimes it breaks my heart. Like, imagine being hungry and you can't wake up and do a damn thing about it. But I know, I remember when I was hungry in America and I woke up and I was able to do whatever.
Get a cheeseburger.
The fuck came to my mind. You could just freestyle here.
No, you
just wake up and just figure some shit out.
No, that's what I ain't gonna lie. That's why I love America, because even if you're in poverty, what I like the most is you got the opportunity to climb up. Unlike, I remember I met somebody from Venezuela. They moved out here. I was in Vegas, and they was telling me they left. The reason why they left, they was like, we can't do nothing. If you poor, you stuck. Ain't no opportunity to get no money. And I'm like, shit, here, you could be down bad today, but tomorrow, a month later, you could be up. It's the opportunity. You just got to take advantage of it.
That's why immigrants want to come over here, and it's like, and then people wonder why immigrants come over here and do better. It's because they was already hungry. It's the mindset. You thinking this, oh, they about to get this, and that. They came over here thinking something you weren't thinking. You entitled. Yeah. You ready for reparations. You ready for food stamps, you ready all for that shit. Somehow, some way, some Americans believe one day the government just going to bless us all with $50,000 to a million.
I don't know why the fuck people think that.
Like, some people really think
I know. I've been on people's ass about that shit for years.
Some people think they got to say a prayer. And the money gonna come to them, just cause they go and shout on Sundays, some money is gonna come to them. And some preachers preach that, you know what I'm saying? You give to me, financial stuff will come to you. But I say that is we have a lot of people waiting on stuff that's not going to happen if they don't apply action. And I believe Instagram brought that to light, and that's what's making everybody depressed. You get what I'm saying? Like, and it because it's making you realize that. Like, in a weird way, it's some people putting in work out here, and I'm not.
You see the results.
And you see the results, and then you realize, oh, this shit weren't about college and goddamn and AKA and Alpha and Omega. That's what we thought it was all about to get to an M. You had to go pledge somewhere. You had to go to college. You had to go and sit in the office in front of somebody and give the best interview you can get. And that's how you're going to get your M one day.
Or sell dope. Or hoop. Tackle.
Or that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the options. I know where
I'm from. We didn't even think about business.
No.
We never thought about that. And then you got those few people who opened up a restaurant in the black community. I feel like the spectrum of all that just changed in the last 2 years, bro.
I agree.
I'm talking about two. Like I was on this 2018, and there was a lot of black people on this, but now it's even more. And
it's mainstream now. It's mainstream.
But I'm glad, though. You get what I'm saying? That's what we need.
That's what we need.
And the fact that I'm going to be a part of this renaissance is even more crazy to me, because I thought, like, we thought after 2000, there's nothing we can invent ever again. Like we always thought this was the future, the flying cars.
Man,
this and that.
Nope.
Now I'm starting to understand that. Especially now, how much stuff isn't capitalized on, and what stuff is already out that's not popular.
Right.
But somebody could come in, just like how MySpace got taken over by Google and Instagram. Anybody can get Instagram and Facebook in this world now.
No facts.
Where you can have something first, and somebody could come back behind you and perfect it.
Perfect it. It's always something.
And you know MySpace and all them going to be salty. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the truth. I'm pretty sure you have surpassed some people. That, you get what I'm saying? And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens when you surpass people. They don't like that.
They don't like it. It's a cycle of life, though.
They don't like that. They not going to suck. And if they got opportunities, don't ask them for it. They ain't going to give them to you.
Hell no.
You get what I'm saying?
You already know they ain't.
So once I realized that it's a every man for himself, dog eat dog world, I started playing offense, too. You get what I'm saying? Like, why would I play defense and sit here and pretend like everything is all good and it's all this and that when it's see? And that's one thing I had to learn too. Everybody just ain't gonna have the same intentions as you. Everybody don't do fair business. Don't get me wrong, I would never do bad business, but I'm talking about like I started to be more watchful of the people I do business with and associate with. You get what I'm saying? Because if you just start hunger chasing and the stuff that don't make sense, then you're going to start leading into some shit that don't make sense. You get what I'm saying? You always run into problems if you sway into a way that wasn't meant for you in the first place. So it's like you always got to stay purposeful to the course.
To the course.
Always.
No, like, for real.
And it's every day, too. I tell people, man, like a lot of people, I tell my little brother this, I tell anybody this. Getting this money is an everyday thing.
Of it's a lifestyle.
It's an everyday thing. Let me tell you how much it should be every day, to where your breaks are weird and rare. My breaks are weird and rare.
What do you mean by weird and rare?
Don't try anything. Don't post any content. Don't do
nothing.
Don't try to invest. Don't try to strategize. That's a rare and weird thing for me to do. You feel me? So it's like, I tell people that all the time. Like,
no, that's facts, bro. Getting money is a lifestyle, bro. And you got to live it every day if you're serious about it, man.
I just had to make sure.
Where we at on time, Joe? 53, okay.
No, I just had to make sure AMU not ready. It starts at 7. I just got to tell them to go.
That's East Coast time, right? Huh? East Coast time?
Who? Oh, yeah.
East Coast time?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, no, it's a lifestyle, man. And I got one more question for you before we wrap up. So for the person that was in your position, that was in the position you was in 4 or 5 years ago, they in that position right now, but they can't see a way out. They like, man, how the hell I'm in that position where he was at, bro. I'm trying to boss up too. Like, what's your best piece of advice? Actually, they can take right now.
Two streams of income, live off one, invest the other. Love. Or get you a girl, if you can't figure out, and tell her, hey, we gonna do something with your money, and we gonna live our minds.
Simple.
And then scale, man. Scale that second income. Put it into something that works. Where there's Airbnbs, you know, you could buy you, get you a loan for a house, Airbnb that thing, get you a car, put it on Turo. Stock market, crypto, you gotta invest some and put some money up, but make sure that money ain't sitting still and it's gonna appreciate. Even a Rolex is actually an investment. You got on a Rolex right now, I got on the AP. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And I didn't even know, honestly, I couldn't tell a Rolex from anything just 3 years ago, actually. I didn't know what designer was until maybe 2 years ago. Like, didn't know what Burberry was. Dior, never heard of Dior 2 years ago.
That's crazy as hell.
Like, ask him. Like, I didn't know what none of that stuff was.
Not even Burberry.
None of that.
That's crazy.
All I knew was Nike, Adidas. I've heard of Burberry, but never seen it in the flesh. Never knew, wouldn't be able to tell.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, I've heard stories of people wearing it at baby showers. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the only association I had with Burberry.
Right.
I knew.
Hell no, that's
what man. Like that's all I tell these young men. And also, man, young men, that'll be it. Just two streams of income. Sure. I don't really know. That's the best advice I can give them right now. Just live off one and invest the other.
Hey, that's enough. You can't beat that. Like, people be looking for some kind of weird, crazy ass secret, and that's ain't no secret. It's just simple shit.
That's how you gonna scale fast.
That's what I did. That's how I got.
Live below your means. Mm-hmm. Oh, also stop trying to impress people young. You be a bum now at 18 because let me tell you why. Everybody who thought I was bummy at 18. Now is in my DMs asking me what should I do? Can you please help me? Yada yada. All the guys who was way fresher than me,
exactly,
who had way more girls than me. Don't get me wrong, now, goddamn, you feel
you
me?
Always had them.
Yeah, come on now, but hey, but still, it's gonna be some guys who competing on that too.
Exactly,
I get more girls than you. I got more money than you. I'm higher ranking than you. I'm this and that. Let them think that.
Especially when you're young, it don't matter.
I let them think that. Mm-hmm. Oh, your car better than mine. Yo, this and that better than mine. Because watch this. I got this money put up back here. Watch what I'm about to do with this. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay. Well, you see, you dumb. You don't even realize you don't got money. You spend more than me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I know I make more than you. I'm a barber, and we in this same military. That's the funny thing about it. The people who thought they bought more stuff than me had more money than me, and I'm making more money than them.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
You just can't see it. They don't mean it ain't tough.
They can't see it. I always ask anybody, before I was ever flashy, I was the cheapest man anybody ever met.
And that's why you got it.
Live extremely below my means. Cut off TV, cut off video games, cut off anything I could. Cut it off. Even eating out. I went and ate the DFAC in the Army.
I was eating
for free. I was eating all. I'm talking about, say, every dollar went to the plan. When Nipsey say all money in, If y'all money out. If I'm giving y'all advice, be all money in into it and live as low as you can. Like, the money that's going to you needs to be as less as possible. You are not famous yet. You have no room to think you having this or this. You shouldn't even, you have no room to even think. So don't even go buy you a chain. You are nobody. Are nobody right now. So humble yourself.
Humble yourself
at the beginning.
Yep.
Because you will be somebody. But you got to realize you are nobody. Mm. You start thinking we somebody. Sometimes I had to humble myself. I'm like, I got a V6 Camaro. Who the fuck am I? You get what I'm saying? Like, no offense to anybody driving a V6, but I'm giving you motivation from my standpoint. Why am I talking all this shit? And this nigga's with an SS, and a ZL1, and a Corvette, and a Mercedes, and this and that. Why am I shit talking right now and I'm not on my shit? You get what I'm saying? So that's all I'm trying to tell the young men. Humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Start and realize that you ain't there yet, but you're going to be there. And allow the people who think they there, don't even tell them nothing. Just
keep working.
Yeah.
Look, you say Camaro, you humbled yourself. You got the Rari now. I see you.
And I bought that SS after that V6. I bought that V8. Still got it.
Hey, man, that's real, man. I just want to say before we wrap up, bro, I just want to say I definitely appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and chop it up with us. This is a legendary show. We're going to do this again, man. This was just a naturally flowed conversation for an hour. It ain't even feel like it.
So, oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. That's how I get that. I said, bro, I get that. And I go to another interview, and I'm about to rock that out. Yeah,
bitch. It's up, bro. Hey, it's up. Plug your before you dip, plug all your stuff where people can find you, follow you.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna wrap it up.
Aristotle Investments on Instagram. Aristotle Investments on Instagram. He already got it up. Mm-hmm. Aristotle Varner Jr. is my name. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know what I'm saying. Having a good time, living life.
Yes.
Follow me, and you're gonna be straight. If you want to make this money, AMU University. I'm having a tour. Live trading tour coming out. I'm going to have an app out, a trading app. That's why I came here, too, to kill two birds with one stone. I met with my app developer.
Mm-hmm.
We got a trading app coming out. I'm going to have some stuff in the future. And you heard it here first, bro. Like, I'm going to change the financial literacy as we know it. And I'm going to be, it's going to be crazy. And that's another reason I want to come here and bless Show Podcast. Because mm-hmm. it's a lot of black kings in this world. And it's like, if anything I can do to help your situation, it's going to help me in the future. Because if I rock with you early on, you know what I'm saying? So people don't realize that. You get what I mean?
That's a fact.
So like, shit, I'm coming here because he not going to stop and I'm not going to stop.
Yep.
So as long as you not stopping.
Growth going to keep happening.
Exactly.
And we already locked in.
And I'll be able to come back.
And be like, let me holler at you.
And advertise my motion again.
Exactly. You get to play. Yeah. You get to play. And that's all we got for y'all, man. Appreciate y'all tuning to another episode of Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I'm Xavier Miller. Y'all can follow me on all platforms. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.